This PrivCap podcast is sponsored by Alter Domus, a leading provider of integrated solutions for the alternative investment industry.
Hello and welcome to a PrivCap podcast. I'm David Snow, a partner at PrivCap Media. And today we're joined by Chris Sand of Ardian, which is a global investment firm. And Chris is going to talk a bit about an approach they have to investing that incorporates sustainability and other ESG considerations. So Chris, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, David. It's a pleasure.
Before we get into this, give us an overview of Ardian and its global reach and sort of where the organization is now.
Ardian is one of the world's largest private equity firms. We manage over $110 billion. Today, we have offices around the world. There's 700 employees in more than 15 offices. And we have several different investment strategies, which include a variety of leveraged buyout activities. We have the largest secondaries platform in the world. We have a sizable infrastructure group, a private debt practice in Europe, and a rapidly growing real estate practice. Personally, I'm investing out of Ardian's flagship buyout fund, and I'm based in New York City.
Chris, talk about the fact that there are a number of your private equity peers at other firms that are trying to have a go at ESG, at sustainable investing, but we're in perhaps a bit of a learning process. Talk about how you think that gradually the industry is going to adopt this as a core part of their investment process.
There's a lot of investors out there that are looking to achieve something in sustainability. I don't know yet if they're seeing tangible results. There's an alphabet soup of regulations and KPIs and metrics that people are trying to manage. And it's tough right now. And I think there's a lot of people trying to do some good things, but it's gonna be an extended period until we can streamline all this data and have it come back as a cohesive set of results that people can kind of take stock of, if you will. The other thing that I would probably highlight is that in Europe, there's regulation coming now, which I'm definitely not an expert on, that is really prompting many of the investors over there to think long and hard about it. And while I do think that many funds in the US have caught on and are focused on this, I don't think there's a level of preparation here like there is in Europe. And I think it's going to come faster to the US than people anticipate.
Perhaps because of the European origins of Ardian, your firm has been a leader with regard to ESG. Talk a bit about Ardian's interest in and history in ESG.
ESG and what we refer to as sustainability is really woven into the culture at Ardian. We have been focused on ESG and sustainability for more than 12 years now. And it really started back when our CEO, Dominique Sinequer, introduced the concept of profit sharing with our portfolio companies. And basically, we recognize that our portfolio companies directly impact society. They create jobs and they support workers and they drive local economies. But what's more, they set an example for other business leaders as well. And then ultimately, we're looking to generate financial security for our investors, which includes a variety of pension funds. And so the team here is pretty clear that our purpose goes beyond just creating financial value, and it's really about contributing to society as a whole. And for us, that means focusing on sustainability and ESG. You're right that in Europe, the ESG topic was far more prevalent earlier than it was in the US. And we were out front in Europe as well, too. We actually completed our first ESG portfolio review in about 2009. And we are one of the first signatories to PRI, which I think also happened in 2009. And then we continued from there. And back in 2012, we started to incorporate ESG into our standard fund reporting. And then a few years later, we published our responsible investment policy and started to calculate our carbon footprint. And then more recently, I believe it was in 2018 or 2019, we started to map all of our portfolio companies against the UN sustainability goals. So it's kind of progressed a lot, but we haven't stopped over the last couple of years. And I think we've only accelerated really, because today we have reporting frameworks in place for all of our portfolio companies that are capturing both the standardized KPIs to assist in, you know, we have global commitments to things like diversity and greenhouse gas emissions. But we've also put into place bespoke roadmaps for each of our portfolio companies. And this is spearheaded by a sustainability team that we have at Ardian. We have 5 full-time professionals that partner with the investment teams. And they work with us when we're evaluating investment opportunities, developing these sustainability roadmaps, and then ultimately the reporting as well too. And then most recently, we published our perspective and methodology for what we're describing as the sustainable buyout, which we hope will accelerate transformation of traditional companies. You know, this has really been a tremendous journey, and we think that there's a long ways to go still. So we're pretty excited about what we've accomplished and proud of that, but we think that we can do a lot more too.
There are still some skeptics in the US who might ask, is ESG investing, does that mean that you are giving up some upside in favor of social and other impacts? What is your response to that sort of skeptical inquiry?
Well, I think it's really shifted pretty dramatically over the last 5 or 10 years. And historically, I think you're right. There's been a debate on what value ESG brings. And many believe that the ESG investment strategy comes at the expense of some investment returns. And in the US in particular, I know many sponsors that don't take the topic seriously. That said, the data would suggest otherwise. And we've started to try to build sets to evaluate this. But from what we're seeing, when you look at the public markets, investment managers that are deploying sustainable strategies are, you know, on average, far more likely to exceed their peers in terms of returns. And we think that about 90% of the public market investors that are using these strategies are exceeding the averages. And then when you look at private equity, we've also been able to see that 75% of the funds that are using advanced ESG strategies and metrics are exceeding the benchmark. And so I think that you would start to say that the trend is the other way, which is if you're not using these strategies, maybe you're giving up investment returns. What's more, it's not just about sort of the headline returns, but it's also about investing on a risk-adjusted basis. And in many ways, sustainability is all about being aware of those non-financial risks. Non-financial risk can be investment risk too. Climate risk can be an investment risk. You can have an issue with employees at a plant. That can be an investment risk as well. So sustainable investing is really us extending our vision of what, you know, potential downsides are out there. And as a result, it's us just taking our role as a fiduciary to heart and, you know, really thinking about what the non-financial risks of investment are.
Great. Well, Chris Sand from Ardian, thank you so much for joining a PrivCap podcast today, and we hope to have you back in the future.
Like what you hear on the PrivCap podcast? Visit PrivCap.com for more thought leadership interviews, articles, reports, webinars, and more.